Good day. My name is John Leslie. With me today is Mrs. Kay Hodgins, who is going to talk about Laundry As You Like It, a program developed by Canadian General Electric to help you in your laundry chores, to help you get exactly the results you want with your laundry, and to get these results every time. Mrs. Hodgins is a well-known home economist and laundry consultant. She directs her own bureau of home economists and lectures in home economics at college and university levels. Kay, I'm sure you won't mind if I interrupt to ask one or two questions in areas where my wife would like some answers on laundry problems. But for the most part, I'm going to just sit back and enjoy my coffee and let you carry on.
Thank you, John. You know, if I was a betting woman, I'd bet that your wife's questions would have something to do with the variety of laundry products on the market today, or the variety of new wonder fabrics that clothing manufacturers are offering. And so I think I'll start with laundry products. Nowadays, there are so many different things to put in your wash that it's a major decision just to choose what products your laundry can't get along without. For example, perhaps the newest and most confusing addition to the laundry scene is the enzyme. Let's end that confusion by stating that the enzyme has a specific use, but it's not the answer to all laundry problems. Specifically, they should be used to loosen stubborn protein stains, such as blood, gravy, collar grime, and egg yolk, that are difficult to remove with regular detergents. You can buy detergents with the enzyme added, or you can pre-soak your clothes in a separate enzyme product. The choice is up to you with the following limitations. Don't use a detergent with an enzyme added if you are using a bleach at the same time. In this case, do a separate enzyme soak first. And don't use an enzyme with silk or wool. It actually digests the fabric, which is protein, the same way that it digests a protein stain. In either case, read the instructions on any enzyme product carefully.
Kay, this is one area my wife was curious about. In other words, even though enzymes are here, the bleaches still have their place.
Absolutely, John. Bleaches still have a very definite place. Bleaches are important in keeping white cotton sparkling and in removing special soil or spots. There are two types of bleach, chlorine and oxygen. Chlorine bleaches are unparalleled for getting cottons and linens white and helping to get sturdy clothes clean in a heavy-duty wash. But they should never be used on silks, wools, or certain synthetics. Oxygen bleaches are not as strong as chlorine, but they are safe on all fabrics unless the label says otherwise. One more thing that's important about bleaches. They should be added not at the beginning, but at the end of the wash cycle, after the detergent has had time to do its work. Incidentally, John, I notice in this Canadian General Electric booklet, Laundry As You Like It, that all General Electric washers have bleach dispensers. But one, the Talisman on page 4, has an automatic bleach dispenser that injects the bleach automatically at the right time. This is a wonderful time-saving idea.
Thank you, Kay. The next question on my wife's list asks about cold water wash.
Well, you can tell her that cold water detergents are specifically formulated to do the same job in cold water that other detergents do in hot. The choice of hot or cold water detergent depends pretty much on the kind of soil. Hot water does, after all, dissolve grease and oily soil more successfully than cold. However, if your hot water supply is the kind that disappears when your teenager takes a shower, a cold water detergent may be the difference between getting the laundry done or not. And so, cold water detergents do have their place in giving you laundry as you like it. Well, John, have we answered some of your wife's questions?
You certainly have, Kay, but there's one she's got here on the list, and I'm not sure what she means. She's just got the word fabrics and a question mark.
Well, I'm sure I know what she means. Your wife and all homemakers today are faced with a fabric explosion, with dozens and dozens of miracle fibers on the market. We could spend a whole day on just this subject alone. And that is why I wrote the article headed The Fabric Explosion, which deals with this subject. It's on page 11 of the booklet. I think, John, if your wife reads this, she'll find most of the answers that she is looking for.
Fine, Kay. And now, the next question she has here doesn't need any explanation. She asks, how much should I pay for a washer and dryer?
Well now, John, we're getting down to what is perhaps the most important item in laundry as you like it, the laundry equipment itself.
Right. But before we get into it, Kay, you take a break while our listeners turn to the other side of the record. All right, Kay. Now, back to my wife's question on how much of our money should we spend on that washer and dryer?
Let's try to answer your wife's questions, starting with automatic washers. If any woman is considering buying an automatic washer, I would strongly recommend she look for one that offers the greatest washing flexibility that her budget will allow. New laundry equipment represents a long-term investment in performance as well as convenience. And if a woman heads out to buy an automatic washer, looking for the lowest price on the market, there's a good chance she'll end up cheating herself. Not only will she likely end up with a washer that doesn't do all she wants, there's a good chance that it won't stand up, will need costly repairs, and end up costing her more than if she had bought the very best washer her budget would allow in the first place. For example, in buying an automatic washer, for only a few dollars extra a year, spread over the life of the washer, she would have a washer with a full range of actions from delicate to heavy, rather than just a single speed action. So my advice is, make sure the model you choose has all the features to meet the needs of your family wash. Now, how do you make this choice? I think this is an appropriate time for me to say a word about the booklet that accompanies this record. I have read it carefully and honestly feel Canadian General Electric has done an excellent job in assisting women to choose the right laundry equipment, both washers and dryers, to meet their particular needs. I recommend every woman read it thoroughly. It's excellent. And now, John, let's get down to some specifics. First of all, about washers. In choosing a washer, thorough washing ability should be the homemaker's first consideration. The agitator should give a thorough washing action by moving the water and churning the suds through the wash. The design of the wash basket is important too. The perforated type with holes in the top as well as at the bottom is the most efficient. The holes at the top allow the soap scum to drain away, and the holes at the bottom allow the sand and silt to fall away. This type of Bass CGE automatic washers. Make sure the washer you choose has a moving lint filter. This collects and traps the lint and swirls it into a loose floating mat for easy removal. Again, I was pleased to learn that all CGE models have this moving filter action. But if there is one CGE washer feature I think is simply wonderful, it's the mini basket, which is fully described on page 10, opposite the Fabric Explosion article. It's ideal for washing small laundry loads. It completely eliminates one thing that bothers every woman, letting laundry pile up and up until there is enough for a full load. In addition, the mini basket really saves on time, water, and detergent, and it can be used for washing anything from lingerie to running shoes. It's a wonderful feature. John, I see you have one thing on your wife's list that you haven't checked off yet.
Yes, Kay, my wife has written here, automatic dryer versus outdoor drying.
John, your wife is not unusual in this question. Many women today still think that outdoor drying does a better job than the automatic dryer, but it just isn't so. Women like the smell of clothes dried outside, but fabric softeners give clothes a smell that's as fresh as all outdoors. and in drying clothes outdoors on a bright and windy day, those clothes are bound to pick up dust, dirt, and pollen particles. And as many women know who live in big Canadian cities, air pollution can make drying outdoors a complete disaster. With a dryer, there's no more rain-soaked clothes and no more chapped hands. And remember that fabric explosion we talked about? With today's fabrics, an automatic dryer has become a year-round necessity, not just a bedweather convenience. In choosing a dryer, look for the model that offers the greatest versatility, the greatest range of control. The least costly are the time control models, where you set a dial to the time you think is required. Far more convenient is the automatic dryer control, which you set for the type of clothes you are drying. With this control, there is a temperature sensing device which automatically shuts off the dryer at the right time. But the most versatile control of all is the new moisture sensing control, shown and described on page 10 of the booklet. It actually feels the clothes load in the dryer and turns the heat off when the exact degree of dryness you select has been reached. Automatic dryers today include a cold air cycle for fluffing or blowing the loose dust out of draperies and slip covers is a great convenience. And the cool down period at the end of the heat cycle is another important feature. This prevents wrinkles from setting in permanent press articles. And so I'd say to any woman who is even thinking of buying a new automatic washer, be sure to consider pairing it with a new matching automatic dryer. It's simply wonderful what a matching pair can do in providing you with laundry as you like it.
Thank you, Kay. And I'll sit back and have your coffee. Ladies, this has been Laundry as You Like It. Canadian General Electric sincerely hopes it's been helpful to you.